Malo Elele and Aere Aere Mai for RNC Pacific News. I'm Emma Miley. A joint force of Indonesian military and police are claiming to have shot dead a member of the West Papua National Liberation Army in central Papua province on Wednesday last week. Jubi TV Papua reports the joint force were conducting aerial surveillance after a motorcycle taxi driver was shot dead by someone who police claim was a Liberation Army soldier disguised as a passenger in Bunkaks Ilaga on the same day. Kuroi Hawkins reports.
A Papua Police spokesperson, Senior Commander Ignatius Beni Adi Prabowo, told Jubi TV the aerial surveillance team spotted a group of people carrying firearms who they suspected were TPNPB, and a firefight ensued. According to the commander, the body of a suspected Liberation Army member was only found when the security forces swept the location of the firefight. But a spokesperson for the West Papua Liberation Army, Sebi Sambom, has denied any involvement in the incident and says Indonesian military and police forces have killed an innocent civilian.
The Polynesian Voyaging Society is planning to set sail for a 47-month circumnavigation of the Pacific in its traditional vessel, Hokulea. The society was established in the 1970s in a bid to revive traditional voyaging practices. The canoe, Hokulea, will depart from Alaska in June, heading to visit 36 countries. Society President Nainoa Thompson says the vessel has many homes.
Many times people ask, well, where's the home of Hokulea? It has many homes in many ports in the Pacific. It has a birthplace of Kualoa Sacred Beach. The home for Hokulea is where it's cared for, so it can let go of the lines.
The voyage aims to encourage people to take part in navigating the Earth towards a healthy, thriving future. The Northern Marianas has dissolved its COVID-19 task force this month. Created in 2020 as a means to combat the pandemic during its peak, the task force ceased to exist after the new administration of Governor Arnold Palacios decided not to renew the emergency declaration related to COVID-19. The COVID-19 alternative care site has closed and all COVID-19 safety protocols in the Marianas have been rescinded. Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director and COVID-19 Task Force Chair Warren Villagomez said after discussing the need for a task force with the Governor and the Department of Homeland Security, it was determined that the Marianas should transition towards normalcy. Moves are afoot in New Caledonia to launch a new daily paper after the recent liquidation of Le Nouvelle Caledonienne. The disappearance of the only paper has been widely decried at a time of heightened political tension as a new statute for New Caledonia is being prepared. There have been calls to maintain a broad media landscape to allow for an informed debate about the territory's future. Jan Millen, who is the director of the site, acute.nc, says the project for a new daily may come to fruition within weeks. He says he would expect some subsidy from the Ministry of Culture to make it viable. New Caledonia has two television stations, two weeklies, and four radio stations. A digital application is making waves in the Pacific's policy development as it helps count the number of coastal fishery species sold in markets around the region. Presented at the Head of Fisheries meeting last week, the Ika Savea app is an innovative tool developed 3 years ago to bring accurate statistics on fish into its database. The application uses AI photography to quickly identify the species, which is constantly developing to more accurately identify the species, saving hours of paperwork. SPC Senior Coastal Fisheries Scientist Dr. Andrew R. Halford says this year the application has been further strengthened with the development of a way to also identify invertebrates.
One of the bigger breakthroughs in that is that we've spent quite a bit of time trying to do this with invertebrates as well, so lobsters, mud crabs, that sort of thing. We've been able to sort of do some work in that area and work out that just by the simple addition of a coin of known dimensions, you sit on top of the crab or the lobster, we can do an automatic conversion so that you can get accurate lengths.
A veteran of the Samoa Police will be the first of the organisation to undergo training with the FBI. Police Commissioner Awapa'au Longoi Tino Filippo told the Samoa Observer the training assistance is timely and relevant due to the rise in safety and security issues in the country. He added upcoming international events, especially the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting scheduled to be held in Apia next year, will also benefit. Earlier this year, Inspector Natia was admitted as a barrister and solicitor of the Supreme Court. He is a police prosecutor who has been serving the Samoa Police, Prisons and Corrections Service for 23 years. The New Zealand government is introducing legislation to redirect child support money collected by Inland Revenue to solo parents on a benefit. Child support payments are currently taken by the government and used to offset the cost of the benefit paid to these parents. A bill to divert this money to solo parents has now been introduced to Parliament. Revenue Minister David Parker says more than 41,000 sole parent families will gain a median $24 per week. He says this will strengthen the child support scheme and more parents might pay if they know the money actually will reach their children. Auditors have again warned New Zealand schools about excessive spending on hospitality and expensive gifts for departing staff. The annual report on school audits says many schools are not budgeting properly. RNZ Education correspondent John Gerritsen has details.
The Auditor General's report covers the audits of schools' 2021 accounts and is several months late due to COVID-related delays last year. It says more schools recorded deficits in 2021, but other financial indicators such as cash in the bank improved. The report says 19 schools were in financial difficulty in 2021 and auditors were worried about 40 others. It says one in five schools did not have a reliable plan for building maintenance, which is a long-standing problem, and nearly 500 had not prepared a proper budget.
In world news, most of Germany's public transport network has been paralysed in a strike over pay by two of the country's largest trade unions. The unions want pay rises of more than 10% to help their members cope with the rising costs of food and energy. The BBC's Jenny Hill is in Berlin.
It's really rare for a dispute over pay to escalate to this level of drama. It's being called the mega strike here. Two powerful unions combining their firepower to get their workers out on strike and attempt to bring the country to a standstill. And it looks as though to a degree they are being successful. It's very difficult to get around Germany today. Planes, trains, ferries, all cancelled. Depending on where you are in the country, bus and tram services out too.
In sport, Australian Tongan MMA fighter Isi the Docks Fitzgefu will fight Brazilian fighter Valmir da Silva on April 22nd. Fitzgefu is considered to be one of Australia's most exciting prospects in the sport, having amassed 7 wins so far. His undefeated record was broken last year after conceding a split decision defeat to Kyrgyzstan champion fighter Ruslan Emelianoglu. The Doc says his bout against the Brazilian is a must win in order to make up for the defeat.
Every fight is a must win fight, but this next fight, I made a promise after that last loss not to lose again. But I learned a lot from that last loss, so cheating to get in there and just get another win, get a win.
The battle will take place in Singapore as one of several non-title bouts in the One Fight Nine event. NRL winger Ken Maumalo is joining the Gold Coast Titans effective immediately. Maumalo has played international league for both Samoa and New Zealand and he has been granted a release from the West Tigers and has signed with the Titans until the end of the 2025 NRL. In 2019, he was named Daily M Winger of the Year. Meanwhile, Panthers skipper Issa Yeo has signed a contract extension to remain at Penrith until the end of the 2027 season. And congratulations to both of them. And that's your news and sports headlines and stories. Go to rnzi.com.